The Iraqi Interior Ministry formally announced that it is refusing to renew the license allowing U.S. security firm Blackwater Worldwide to operate in the country after months of controversy and an official inquiry into the firm's role in a 2007 shootout that left 17 Iraqis dead. Iraqi Interior Ministry spokesman General Abdelkarim Khalif indicated that the Iraqi government had made the decision because of improper conduct and excessive use of force. He says that, putting it succinctly, the Iraqi government has decided that it would not issue a new operating license for Blackwater and that it is the way things stand right now in a nutshell. A new security pact between Iraq and the United States, which was ratified by the Iraqi parliament in November and went into effect on January 1st, gives the Iraqi government the power to decide which foreign security firms can operate on its soil. Blackwater provides security for the U.S. Embassy, and embassy spokesperson Susan Ziadi indicated officials there are working to assure that the decision would not disrupt operations.
We have been informed that Blackwater's private security company operating license will not be granted. We don't have any specifics about the date. However, we are working with the government of Iraq and our contractors to address the implications of this decision.
General Khalif told the French press agency that the September 2007 shooting incident in a busy Baghdad intersection, in which Blackwater guards opened fire while protecting a U.S. diplomatic convoy, was the direct cause of the decision not to renew Blackwater's operating contract. The Iraqi government officially investigated the shooting, which enraged ordinary Iraqis and made headlines in the press for weeks. Five former Blackwater contractors involved in the shooting are due to go on trial in the United States in the coming days. Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki said during a speech while campaigning for provincial elections set to take place Saturday that Iraq is working to achieve national unity in order to make the new security pact with the United States work so that foreign forces are no longer needed on its soil. He did not directly mention the decision not to renew Blackwater's contract, but analysts say the decision would likely appeal to both Shiite and Sunni voters. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.